everyone. Hello, everyone. I'm Onur Dikmen. I'm a researcher at Telecom Paritech in Paris, and this is a joint work with Cedric Fabot. The title of the presentation is Maximum Likelihood, Maximum Marginal Likelihood Estimation for Non-Negative Dictionary Learning. The outline of the talk will be as follows. First, I'll give the problem definition, and that is learning the dictionary parameters in the NMF problem from the marginal model. Then I'll describe our model in which we define a prior for the prior distribution for the activation coefficients. Then I'll describe two estimators which we apply on this model. First one is the maximum joint likelihood estimator, which corresponds to the standard NMF estimator on the model that we use. And the other one is maximum marginal likelihood estimator, which tries to learn the dictionary from the marginal model. Then I'll give results on two data sets. The first one is a real data set, and the other one is a synthetic data set. We will compare the dictionaries we obtain with these two estimators. Then I'll conclude. So as of now, everyone knows about the problem we have. We try to approximate a non-negative matrix V as a product of two other non-negative matrices, W and H. Here, W's can be seen as dictionary parameters, and H matrix is the activation parameters. We try to do this approximation by minimizing a divergence between these two matrices. And this divergence matrix can be anything like Kullback-Leibler divergence or Itakura-Saito divergence or Euclidean distance. The generalized Kullback-Leibler divergence is given like this. So we want to learn W, which is the dictionary, and it's the size of this dictionary is constant, while the H, the expansion coefficients, the size of this matrix increases as we observe more samples. So the samples are in as column vectors, and V is of size F by N, and we have F features, and the data is represented by N. So we, as we increase samples, we have the N gets larger. So on this problem, we have efficient algorithms which depend on measurization minimization, which is optimization by auxiliary functions. So we have multiplicative update rules for this problem, which converge fast and which assure non-negativity. The same update rules can be also obtained by expectation maximization algorithm on a statistical model, where the KL minimizing the KL divergence corresponds to maximum likelihood on the Poisson observation model. So our problem is, as we have more samples, we have more parameters to learn, because the H, the size of H also increases. But the size of W is constant, independent of the data. So, for example, a maximum likelihood estimator is a consistent estimator. That means if you observe infinite number of samples, the estimates you get are the same as the true parameters. But since in this case, as we observe more samples, we also have more parameters, then this consistency is not assured. So our aim here is to learn the dictionary parameters from the marginal model. By maximizing the marginal likelihood of the dictionary terms. And this can be obtained by integrating out the activation parameters from the model. So this is the joint probability of V and H. So we define a prior distribution on H and marginalize. We try to marginalize the model by integrating out H. So the this is the marginal likelihood here. So this is not the evidence of data. So this is still conditional on a dictionary. But of course, this integration is not tractable, and we will be using variational approximation to approximate this marginal likelihood. So the model we have is here. I'm presenting the statistical model with the Poisson observation model, and this is actually equal to minimize. Maximum likelihood estimation on this model is equal to minimizing the KL divergence between these two matrices. So our observation, a single element of the observation matrix is Poisson distributed with the with this excitation parameter, and we can introduce some latent variables C, which are summed to be the observation model. And these are also Poisson distributed with all these individual sums we have here. So on this model, if we integrate out this latent variable C, we obtain this marginal model. So introducing these C variables enables us to build an EM algorithm on this model. So the posterior distribution of these C variables has a standard form. They are multinomial distributed, and since we have the exact posterior of the distribution, we can calculate the expectation in the E step of the EM algorithm, and we will that will lead us to the multiplicative updates rules that I've mentioned. So the model is pretty standard, but we also introduce a prior distribution on H, and this is a gamma distribution with scale parameters alpha and shape parameters alpha and scale parameters beta. So gamma distribution is conjugate for the Poisson observation model, and this gives us so we use such a prior so that our algorithms will be easier to obtain. In this model, the conditional probabilities of each H variable will be also gamma distributed. And in our model, we don't have a prior distribution for W. This is W is a deterministic variable, and we are interested in point estimates. So the first estimator is maximum joint likelihood estimator. So here we, as we do in the standard NMF problem, we try to maximize the joint likelihood with respect to W and H. So here we have another term for the prior of H. And we can, by using auxiliary functions and measurization minimization, we can get this update rules, which are, again, pretty effective. So the terms in black are the standard H updates, and the prior gives us these terms. And with alpha greater than or equal to 1, we have non-negativity assured here. And if we set alpha to 1, so that's a gamma distribution with scale parameter 1, then this becomes a multiplicative update. Standard NMF problem. Only difference is we have a prior on H, and the update rules for W are the same. So, as the maximum marginal likelihood estimator, so we, as I mentioned, we try to maximize this quantity, but this integral is intractable, and we don't have a form for this. So, we want to go with the EM algorithm. In an iterative way. So in the EM algorithm, in the E step, we try to calculate this expectation of the joint distribution under the posterior distributions of all the latent variables we have in the model. We don't have a form for this posterior as well, so we cannot do exact EM on this model as well. So we try to approximate this E step of the EM algorithm by using approximate posterior distributions. And we can do this in several ways, and like with Bayesian methods like variational Bayes or Monte Carlo Markov chain methods. In this paper, we work with variational Bayes. So with variational Bayes, we try to approximate the posterior distribution of the latent variables using some variational distributions which have simpler forms. For example, we selected a factorizable variational distribution like this. So for each component variables and H variables, we have independent distributions. And for the components, we have multinomial distributions. As I said before, this makes our so since the posterior of C variables on the original model are multinomial, this will make our calculations easier. And for the H variables, we have gamma variational distributions. So we try to minimize the Kullback-Leibler divergence between the variational distributions we set and the actual posterior. But of course, we don't know the actual posterior. But this term can be expanded like this. The marginal likelihood of the dictionary parameters W and the Kullback-Leibler divergence between the variational distributions and the joint distribution. Minimizing this also with respect to the variational distributions is also equal to minimizing this because this is independent of the variational distributions. And since this quantity is greater than zero, so this this addition is greater than zero, so the negative of this quantity here gives a lower bound on the marginal likelihood because this will be greater than zero. So minimizing the Kullback-Leibler divergence here, which corresponds to minimizing this, can be done with these fixed point equations because we have independent distributions for variational distributions. This Kullback-Leibler divergence with respect to one of the distributions here corresponds to minimizing Kullback-Leibler divergence within that variational distribution and this expectation we have. So this is done by equalizing the hyperparameters of these distributions. So we have an approximate for the posterior distributions, which is given as the variational distributions. So we have an approximate E step like this. And here, this integral can be calculated this time because we have a factorizable variational distribution here. And as the M step, when we maximize this quantity with respect to W, we get some multiplicative update rules as we had with the original model. And we also have an estimation for the lower bound for the marginal likelihood. So there are some related works with this work. So the model we use here is used by Kenny for text classification purposes as the gamma Poisson model. So we introduce the gamma. So on this model, there has been some work and there has been some variational approximations. Maybe I can just skip to the experiment. So first, we try to learn the dictionary dictionary is from a time frequency representation of a piano excerpt. So that we have a 15-second long piano excerpt, and we use the magnitude spectrogram. And in this signal, we have four notes playing. The combinations of four notes are playing for seven times. So. So first, we compared the behaviors of these two estimators as we increase the number of components. With the joint likelihood estimator, as we increase the number of components, the joint likelihood keeps on increasing. And if we set the component number to 100, we still will have a higher joint likelihood value. When we do the same experiment with the marginal likelihood estimator, first the marginal likelihood increases, and after some point it starts increasing, it stagnates. Since we have a lower bound here, we cannot be sure about whether this lower bound is tight. We compare this lower bound with other marginal likelihood estimation techniques, and we saw that this lower bound is tight. So after six components here, we observed that some of the columns of the dictionary converge to zero. So these are the dictionaries we obtain. with the joint likelihood estimator, when we run the algorithm with 10 components, we get 10 components, as we saw in the previous slide. With the marginal likelihood estimator, we have six non-zero columns, and four are pruned out. These components. These components correspond to individual notes, actually. So the first four are the we have another components for the hammer-ons, the transient parts of the piano excerpt. And we have another one for the noise. So, so since we observed this pruning effect, to investigate this effect more, we worked on a synthetical data set where we know the dictionary. The grand truth of the dictionary here is known. So we did the same experiments on this data set. So these are rough sketches of a swimmer, which has four joints, and each joint has can have four angles. So we have a dictionary of 16 here, and this is the ground truth. So we performed the same experiments on this data set, and with the joint likelihood estimator, we have, for example, here 10 non-zero components, and we have some replicates of the dictionary. Whereas with a maximum marginal likelihood estimator, we have 16 different components, and we have four pruned dictionaries. The torso of the swimmer is a ghost component here because it is existent in all of the all of the data. So it will be, so it is attached to the right leg of the swimmer, and so with this dictionary, it appears in all of the reconstructions as well. So as conclusions, in this work, we try to compare the dictionaries we obtain with two different estimators. The joint likelihood estimator is corresponds to the standard NMF methods, and marginal likelihood is when we learn it on the marginal model. Actually, when we set the component numbers to the optimal number, these two estimators perform similarly. But when we set a high number for k, the marginal likelihood estimator automatically prunes the irrelevant columns of the dictionary. So it does an automatic way of model order selection. And this way of doing model order selection is more efficient than, for example, evaluating the evidence of data under different different values of k and selecting the best model. So in this case, we only select a large enough value for k, and we get the effective dictionary. Thank you. I couldn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
How much data in terms of how many samples of data you need in order to have good estimation of the probabilities?
Actually, with all of these experiments we did, we have a good lower bound, which is tight. We compared it to other estimates as well. Marginal likelihood estimates. So I have never seen a case where we couldn't evaluate the likelihood good enough. Maybe this should be investigated. Right? In terms of marginal likelihood, or so in those works, no one does a marginal likelihood estimation. So this is the first work, and we compared it to other methods. So, and we are pretty sure that the estimation is good enough.